Aerosmith come together on 98.3 The Snake, kicking off your Friday work release program. Up at 5:40, got your chance to win $100 with today's Snake VIP Club update. But before we get to the money, let's talk about some free food. I have Jill Scheme in here with me. She's, you know, I'm not going to yell at you, Jill. She's usually on her sister station, Top Story, on News Radio 1310 KLIX. And, you know, you are busy. I mean, you're out there doing community service. I hear that all the time. You got a new cookbook?
I did.
That's awesome.
I know. Comfort Food Gets a Vegan Makeover. I've been working on this. It'll be 4 years in March.
Wow.
So I feel like I've been pregnant for 4 years and finally just had the baby. Honestly.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. four-year pregnancy. Can you imagine?
No.
But anyway, I'm really proud of this cookbook.
Okay.
And, you know, over the past, since I've been in Twin, I am a macrobiotic health counselor. I've taught healthy cooking for kids and adults. And a lot of people just want to eat healthier, but they really don't know how.
Right.
And especially this time of year, you know, everyone's probably made all these New Year's resolutions. And the only thing they can think of that's healthy is celery and carrot sticks, which, don't you think? Isn't
After
that true?
After a while, it's going to get old. So.
And that's usually what happens by Super Bowl. You're like, what diet? And let me eat as much as I can.
Exactly.
But my cookbook is really taking your simple comfort foods and just do a simple vegan twist with it. So I have a delicious lasagna in there, which my girlfriend just made for her husband. She did not tell him it was vegan, and he had no idea there wasn't cheese in it.
That's my plan.
And that's what I really think you have to do is you don't have to be so honest, do you?
No. I mean, if you don't tell them, it's not
Sometimes
lying.
If you just tell them, I mean, I served tofu egg salad at our wedding reception, and Tom's 80-year-old farmer uncle in his overalls is chowing on these egg salad sandwiches, and he goes, this is delicious.
I had no clue.
Tom looks at me, and he goes, are you going to tell him? I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, there's no reason to.
Why?
Well,
why?
That's my plan. I want to get the book, and I want to sneak these recipes in front of my husband, see, you know, kind of do a taste test, because if it tastes good, I'm going to eat it. That's the main point here, and that's just the cherry on top if it's, like, good for you, too.
Right? Well, it is.
Yay.
So you don't get the saturated fat and cholesterol, but you still get hearty dishes, and that was the point, because people really don't want... This could be for anyone who's doing Meatless Mondays. You know, it is more economical
Do it
a couple nights a week, which is fine. Some people that have vegans or vegetarians in their family, they have no idea what to serve them, which happens to us. So I now made a cookbook so I can hand it to my family and friends and say, please invite us over to dinner and make something.
And, you know, for me, I'm a very visual person. I got to see the picture of the food. And the pictures in your cookbook look amazing.
Thank you.
Make me hungry.
Good.
Didn't someone kind of sort of famous around here do the pictures?
Yeah, Jason Lugo.
Okay.
You probably know him because Jason Lugo Band.
Yeah,
but
he's
actually an amazing photographer and a graphic designer. And we've been working together on this for years. And my concept was, if you're going to have healthy food, because everyone thinks it looks and tastes like
celery.
Yeah, exactly. You better have it look good. And
and
that was really key for me. And I think only 5 recipes don't have it. I threw in one for like chips and bean dip because Super Bowl is going to come up.
Right.
But they're 4 color. It's hardbound. And the best part of this cookbook is it lies flat.
Yeah, and I like to cook, believe it or not. And, you know,
you do.
Getting certain types of cookbooks that lay a certain way is always hard because, you know, you'll walk away and then where's the page? And then you got like chicken hands or something.
And then you have your jars balancing on each side to hold it open. It's so annoying. So I did everything I wanted in a cookbook.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And the recipes are very easy, right? Just step 1, 2, 3 thing.
They are. And you saw them. So
yeah.
And my husband was so inspired. He looked, you know, he's been obviously dealing with this for a long time too. Poor man.
Well,
but he was my
he
was my taste tester. It's all been tasted by
That's cool.
He was such a he was such a help. Like sometimes 7 in the morning he'd leave for work and I'd shove something in his mouth. I'd go, what do you think? Oh yeah, good. Okay. bye honey. But he actually was so inspired by looking at the cookbook. He goes, you've made it so simple and easy. I think I can do it. So the other day on Sunday he made me pasta white bean and kale soup, and it tasted delicious, and he was so proud of himself. And if my husband can do it, although he does cook, but not like a cook, you know, anyone can do it.
Nice. And people can actually see you this weekend over at Rudy's, right?
Right. I am going. They're currently carrying my book right now. So if you can't make it on Saturday, I'm going to be there actually from 11 to 1. I'm going to have some items. I'm going to bring my Where's the Beef Chili, which I won second. out of 7 meat-based chilies. I won second. Wow. Thank you. And a few other items. But I'll be there. You can buy a book. I'll sign it. If you already bought a book, I'll sign it. If you just want to try some of the food, come on in. But the book is only $18. Can you believe for that quality?
Wow. Yeah, I can afford this. Yay.
Yeah, you can afford it. So you're going to try to make it, right?
I am. And don't.
So if you want to see Kendra.
Call me out, but yeah, I'm going to roll up. I'll probably be like,
I have a life. You're like, you know what? Get your life over Saturday. Come on.
It's in my personal calendar. I actually sign up for Rudy's.
Wow. I qualify.
Rudy's has a like a monthly newsletter. Yeah. I signed up for them. I saw you in there. I was like, all right.
It looked good, didn't it?
It did. And I've seen the book and, you know, check out the book. For me, look at the pictures. If it looks good, it's going to taste good.
And nothing's wrong with, hey, you know what? I have a lot of soups in there. I have some great breakfasts in there, great baked oatmeal. I have lasagna, shepherd's pie. I have wonderful desserts in there. So it's not like this is like all tofu,
desserts,
twigs and berries. you know, this is hearty food and it's just healthy food. It's how to make a soup that maybe you don't know how to make. Mm. It's really a cookbook for everyone. Yeah.
Especially this time of year. So if people want to find out more about you, you got a website or anything?
I do. It's jillscheme.com. You can actually, if you're out of the area, order it online and I'll ship it. Otherwise, if you're in Twin and you order it online, then you're going to pay shipping and I'll feel bad. So just go to Rudy's and buy it. And I'm working on a few other outlets in town. So we're just in the red tape process. If you have any idea what that's like.
I don't. It sounds but you will. More of a pregnancy thing, like a 5-year pregnancy.
I'm telling you. And my dad was an OBGYN. So he's been monitoring this for, I swear, honestly, when I finally sent him the book, he's like, really? This finally came out? I'm like, yeah. And it's beautiful.
All right.
So
we'll check her out this Saturday over at Rudy's Downtown Twin, 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. You can get Jill to actually autograph the book, her Herbie Hancock.
That's right.
And get the book. What's the title of the book again?
Comfort Food Gets a Vegan Makeover. I'm telling you, this cookbook's for everyone. You don't have to be vegan. You could add anything you want to it.
You could add meat.
That's right. So, hey, I don't care.
Hey.
Fine. You want to die? Go ahead, Kendra.
Oh, jeez. Thank you so much, Jill, for being on.
No, you can add anything. You know, now they're your recipes. Do what you want.
Okay. Cool. Well, you can find out more about Jill at jillscheme.com or check her out, I guess, on Top Story or sister station.
13:10 a.m.
There you go. NewsRadio1310.com. But this is 98.3 The Snake.